It is my year of breaking limits. Shall we joy rise in our feet this morning and begin to magnify the name of the Lord? Let's return with a loud voice of thanksgiving and give glory unto him and bless his holy name and celebrate his faithfulness. And celebrate his faithfulness. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Thank him and bless his holy name. For another day, another victory. Another day, another privilege to come before the throne of grace. Magnify him this morning. Exalt his holy name. And do that with a loud voice. Return and praise him. Return and give him glory. Bless him and magnify him. For the Lord is good to us. God in our midst indeed is mighty. To us as individuals, to us as a commission, to us even as a nation. Magnify him, exalt him, and bless his holy name for his mighty power. Thank him for this week of spiritual emphasis. Thank him for his word that is coming to us. Thank him for his word that is come to us with light and power. Give him praise and glory. For the Lord sent his words and healed them. Thank him. Thank him. For the word of the Lord has been coming to us in torrents. The Lord has been appearing to us on this mountain since yesterday with his word with power. Give him glory. Bless him and thank him for the grace given you on high. Thank him and bless his holy name to be partaker of this month's spiritual week of emphasis. Thank him for this second day. It's indeed our day of revival by the word of the Lord. Give him praise and glory because another day the Lord is appearing to us again by his word. Celebrate him and magnify him. With thanksgiving, begin to commit this morning, guardian again unto his hand because we know we have come to the Lord, the God, the answer of prayer. It's another morning of answers to our prayer. Speedy execution of his word. Bless him and magnify him because the Lord, he will come down to us again this morning. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. It's another morning of encounter. It's another morning of transformation. It's another morning that we are returning with our sheaves in our hand. Glorify him. Bless him and exalt his holy name. For the Lord, he will do us good again this morning. He will do us well by his word again this morning. Thank him and glorify him. Holy Spirit divine, take absolute control. Jesus be glorified in our midst this morning. As we lift up our voice this morning, let it be well acceptable unto you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him. I will praise him
from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting.
Oh yes, I will praise him
from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting.
Oh yes, I will praise him
from everlasting. Everlasting. Of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue confess. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. Every knee must bow.
At
the mention of your name.
I will mention of your name.
Every tongue,
every tongue of them.
At the mention of your name.
I will mention of your name.
Every knee must bow.
Every knee must bow.
At the mention of your name.
At the mention of your name.
Every tongue. Singing you are Lord.
You are Lord.
You are Lord. You are Lord of Lords.
You are Lord of Lords.
So you are King.
You are King.
You are the King of Kings.
You are King of Kings.
Oh yes, I'm
a mention of your name. Every knee must bow.
Oh yes,
I'm a mention of your name.
Every tongue of at the mention of your name, frustrations must end. At the mention of your name, barrenness is gone. At the mention of your name, goodness ascended. At the mention of your name, my promotion is sure. Singing you are Lord.
You are Lord.
Singing you the Lord of Lords.
You are Lord.
You are King. You are King. You are King.
You are King.
You are King. You are King.
You are King of Kings.
Oh yeah.
At the mention of your name,
every knee must bow.
Mention of your name,
oh. Every
tongue
confess.
Every tongue confess.
Singing you are
Lord.
You are the King of Kings.
You are Lord of Lords.
You are the Lord of Lords.
You are King.
You are the King of Kings.
You are King of Kings.
Oh,
at the mention of your name,
every knee must bow. Your name.
Of your name.
Every tongue confess.
Every tongue confess.
Somebody call him Mebu Benike, Jehovah Jireh, Mebu Benike.
Ah, yeah. Jehovah, Mebu Benike.
Hallelujah. Mebu Benike. Mebu Benike. Mebu Benike. Somebody call him Mebu Benike, Jehovah Jireh, Mebu Benike. Somebody call him, somebody call him,
everybody
call him, everybody
call
him,
everybody
call
him,
everybody
call
him, everybody call. O Simiri Atata, Ebu Benike, Ebu Benike, Ebu Benike, Ebu Benike, Ebu Benike, Ebu Benike, Alagbada Ino, Ebu Benike, 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 Ebu Benike. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Praise the Lord. It is my year of breaking limits. We are going to start our intercession this morning calling on the Almighty God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, Father, endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4, the word of God says, and he said unto him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Rise unto your feet with me this morning, praying unto the Almighty God with that impression of his word at focus in your hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of a presentation for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our Heavenly Father, we are calling unto you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Endue every winner with passion. Passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord God Almighty, we are calling unto you according to your word. You said that Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitudes of men and cattle therein. Father, endue every winner, every member of this church with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are you praying this morning? Let the heavens hear your voice. Call unto him with faith, believing that which he promised to do, he will do it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for we cannot do it by ourselves. You are divine and we are the branches. We can do nothing without you. That is why we are calling unto you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Endue every winner, every member of this church with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with fervency, calling on the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever we ask him in the name of Jesus, he promised that he will do it for us. Father, with confidence this morning, we are calling unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can pray in your understanding and also pray in the language of the Holy Spirit. Just make sure you are calling unto him in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lerikat ketoya bradia kata ezudulian blodia bashele ketozia e kakarianda e bradozini eliando sheketoya e kakabala gada e ke protoriandeli assistandona e pakate kletuzia gaga e bradele bologodos e shelia katola. Almighty God, endue every winner with passion in the pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020, resulting in supernatural church growth this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, leketoya bradia e kabalabala gadas e zundiandelia kaskelendos e shebalondi bradia bashalagada. Lift up your hands and give glory and honor to him in Jesus.
We pray and we'll be saying, Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Isaiah 44 verse 26 says that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messenger. Shall we rise as we intercede this morning with our faith in line, saying, Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Let's pray with our faith in line, saying, Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. He said he's the one that confirmeth the word of his servant and performing the counsel of his messenger, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited. Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm
the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Lord, confirm it again and again, even this year. The word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year, in the name of Jesus. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Let your faith be intact, declaring it this morning, interceding, saying, Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said you confirmed the word of your servant. You performed the counsel of your messenger that Jerusalem shall be inhabited. The cities of Judah again shall be built. Lord, in the name of Jesus, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, confirm it again, the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we call upon you again, the builder of the church, the one that confirmed the word of his servant. Again, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Confirm it, oh God. You have done it before. Again this year, we are calling upon you. Do it again. Confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Let's pray with all our heart. Let's intercede, even praying in the Holy Ghost, crying unto God this morning. Lela balekata, hirom balega, yekozulia, elele bololosa, lembrande liara, gelosusia, ekata, reabande. Gele bolosuzia, lembrande ligadala, rabale kazete. Oh God, confirm the word of your servant concerning the breaking limit order of growth and expansion in this church this year. Confirm it again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lera balekata, limbrendoliande, elara balekata lagada. Thank you, mighty God. Give him all the praise. He has answered us again this morning.
It's my year of breaking limits. We shall be continuing in our intercession this morning by praying in this manner. Father, grant access to the new approach to every cell minister that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 16, we are told, wisdom is better than strength. With that understanding, can we rise and pray the prayer? Father, grant access to the new approach to every cell minister that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. Father Lord, every cell minister, in the mighty name of Jesus, open their eyes, Lord, to see the new approach that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. Lord, the new approach, Lord God, regarding the welfare of every cell member, in the mighty name of Jesus, none is left behind, none is abandoned, none is left to wolves, Lord. Jesus, every cell member is properly ministered to. Lord, grant the grace, Lord, for every cell minister, an approach, Lord. Lord, an insight into this approach, Lord. The new approach, which, Lord God, you have desired to use amongst your people. Let every cell minister have their eyes wide open, Lord. Lord, with true spiritual understanding. Lord, so that the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year shall be a foregone conclusion. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, grant access to every cell minister for the new approach, Lord, that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. Lord, ministering to the needs of everyone. None is forgotten, none is left behind. Lord, the meeting together of the cells shall be glorious assemblies, Lord. Father, grant, Lord God, access to the new approach to every cell minister that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. Pray that prayer with the depth of understanding. Oh, perhaps you are a cell minister, you are praying for yourself as well. We're saying, Father, grant access to the new approach to every cell minister that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. When we get it right with the cells, we get it right with the church. The growth of the cells is the growth of the church. Let's cry unto God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, grant access to the new approach to every cell minister that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. That's what we're praying about. I am the vine, you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. Father, Lord, every cell minister, Lord God, may they have a clear insight, Lord, into the new approach. In the mighty name of Jesus, every single one, Lord, grant access, Lord, to the new approach, Lord, by which you will reach your people. Lord, open the eyes of every cell minister to know what to do. Lord, to know what to say, to know how to say it, Lord. Father, Lord, full access, full insight, Lord. Grant it, Father, to every cell minister in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray it with your understanding. Pray from the depth of your heart. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, grant access to every cell minister, Lord. Lord, to see the new approach, Lord, which will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. Grant it to every one of them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, grant it, Father. We give you praise, Lord, because we know you will do it. Now let's begin to thank him, because he said in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So, Father, we thank you, because we know you will do that, Lord. Everyone will have a clear understanding, clear insight in what to do, Lord God, the new approach, Lord. Father, that will lead to the supernatural growth and replication of cells this year. Father, thank you, Lord, because that's what you will do, Lord. Everyone will have a clear understanding. And, Lord, the cells will grow. The cells will increase, Lord. Lord, multiplication, Lord God. Growth and multiplication to every cell, Lord. Father, the way to go about it, you will grant to everyone. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the praise. Please put your hands together and take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Exodus chapter 12, I will read verse 12. It said, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. Join me, rise to your feet this morning. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, thereby resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice and let's pray this morning with confidence in our hearts. Let's pray this line of prayer with boldness and full assurance. Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth even this year. Lift up your voice and let's engage every spiritual authority granted to us as believers as we destroy every satanic manipulation, every satanic gang up that is positioned against the continuous growth of this church even this year. Lift up your voice. Let's begin to destroy every satanic manipulation, every demonic gang up, every plan from the pit of hell that is targeted at stalling the growth of this church even this year. Let's begin this morning as we destroy all of the plans and all of the counsel of the wicked against the continuous growth and the expansion of this church program for this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone is lifting up his or her voice as we take authority. For the scripture says, surely they will gather, but not by me, and every gang up shall be destroyed. Lift up your voice. Father, even this morning, we destroy all satanic manipulations. We destroy all satanic gang ups, Lord, targeted against the continuous growth and expansion of your church. We come against them, thereby leading to breaking limit order of church growth reserved for us as a commission, even in this year. Lift up your voice. Ensure that God is hearing your voice of authority. Even this morning, we are terminating every satanic gang ups. We are frustrating every demonic intentions against the continuous growth of this church, even this year. For Jesus has said he will build his church and the gates of hell will do nothing against it. Therefore, lift up your voice. Enforce your spiritual authority. Even this morning, as we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the continuous growth of this church, targeted at frustrating the continuous growth of this church, even this year, leading to breaking limit order of church growth, the kind we have never seen, history-making dimension of church growth, even this year. Lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. Ensure your heart is connected to the words proceeding from your mouth. Remember, he has given you a mouth and a wisdom that cannot be resisted. Therefore, lift up your voice. Father, this morning, we destroy every satanic manipulation targeted against the continuous growth of this church. Lift up your voice. Let's begin to give him thanks. Everyone thank him in the language of the Spirit right now. Leluciando.
It's my year of breaking limits. We shall rise with this prayer line. Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across a harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In Isaiah chapter 5 verse 26, the Lord promised to lift up an ensign to the nations from far, that he will blow his hiss to them from the end of the earth, and behold, they will come with speed swiftly. Let's rise as we pray. Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across a harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and engage your faith this morning. We are making investment on the altar of prayer. Our God rewards openly your secret investments in prayer. Our Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across a harvest field. Beginning from today, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across a harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. Let it be to us like the day of Pentecost. Let every ear hear the hiss of the Holy Ghost in their language and according to their understanding, draft into this church, be drawn into our services, and be planted as disciples of Christ this year. Lift your voice and pray. We are praying with understanding, standing on the authority of God's word. Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across a harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, our eyes are on you, our Father. We cry out to you concerning this matter, that the hiss of the Holy Ghost, the sound, pricking sound, compelling sound of the Holy Ghost go across a harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. When you speak, everything hears. Our Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand on the authority of your word and we ask that this year, the sound of your spirit, the compelling whistle of the Holy Ghost, take over our harvest field by storm, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's praying. As soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Pray this morning to bring forth. Engage confidently. Our God answers prayers when we pray. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. Our Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be to us like the days of Acts. Because you have not changed, let there be a repeat performance. Let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Let your faith be on the line. Our Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is written, I will lift up an ensign to the nations from far. I will hiss to them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed, swiftly. Let this word come to pass in our midst, in our congregations, in our services this year. Let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across the harvest fields, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's engaging. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. You can pray in your understanding. But ensure you are praying expectantly. Lord of the harvest, take over our harvest field with your ease. Take over our harvest field with your whistles. Draft him, multiply disciples into this church this year. In the name of Jesus, ensure that your voice is heard as we commence appreciation, giving glory to God in anticipation for answers to prayers. Lift your voice, give him praise. Our Father, thank you. Our Father, we give you glory for the release of the sound of your spirit. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name for the whistle of the Holy Ghost, drafting in, multiplied disciples into this church this year. Receive all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father.